You're listening to the North Peace Roundtable Podcast, your weekly podcast about theology and the Christian life. I rolled my eyes.
I was just
going
to say, I literally just talked to one of our super fans about this because you consistently say that and we're not.
I know. And then we'll text each other, hey, remember when we had a podcast? But thanks for tuning in. My name's Andrew. With me, as always, is Corlin.
Hello, hello.
And Cameron.
Good day, everybody.
Make sure that mic's nice and close to your deep, booming...
Good day, everybody.
There it is. Good morning.
Episode 168. We had a great topic planned, and then...
I went and threw a wrench in it.
Corlin sat down and said something about Halloween, or I can't remember what he said, but then we just spent 15 minutes without pressing record talking
for
about...
some quality material.
...different views of... Halloween.
But I think the plan topic is short enough that we could
address
spend
it
10-15 minutes on it also.
On Halloween. Yeah, let's talk about Halloween.
Yeah.
And then because I'm sure this topic comes up every year. We've actually recorded an episode about this before.
Yeah.
Usually it's around this time of year. Every year Christians are asking, like, hey, what do we do with Halloween? Do we celebrate? Do we like take our kids trick-or-treating? Do we do what I did as a kid and put black garbage bags on the window and we all hide in the basement? And I think, Corlin, you just sat down and said, you know, I grew up not celebrating Halloween. And then, you know, when we had kids, we're like,
we'll
do it.
That's how it started. Cam showed
and
a clip.
And now I've swung back the other way and I'm not going to celebrate. So yeah. Then it was like, oh, interesting. What are your thoughts? So let's talk about it. Should Christians celebrate, like go out trick-or-treat? Should we not? Corlin, since you were the one who brought it up, why have you now...
Well, I brought it up with a funny clip I saw from a Christian comedian who...
Yes.
...painted the picture of, you know, what just like you said, and I grew up that way, literal garbage bags on the front door window.
Really? Yeah, we weren't that intense. It was just lights out, like, nobody come to our house.
Yeah.
Yeah, be all quiet. But then he was saying, you know... The joke essentially was then little Debbie goes out dressed as Elsa and God's like, oh, sorry, had a plan for your life, but now I've got to let you go.
Let her go.
She's for the streets now.
Yeah,
because
it was a really funny clip.
She participated in this this Halloween day by trick-or-treating.
Yeah, so I grew up the same way. Literal garbage bags.
Like you guys actually taped garbage bags.
Oh yeah, it was like turn all the lights off. It was like a fear of if we participate in any way, we are worshiping Satan. If we hand out any candy, if we talk to anybody, it was a hard line in the sand. And it was like, as opposed to the other 364 days of year that people participate in witchcraft and evil, this day's extra special and it's extra evil and we can't participate.
Yeah.
And so it literally was like, if the doorbell rings, do not answer it. We do not hand out candy.
Was that your whole childhood that it was like that?
Oh, yeah. The first time I went was in university to go door to door and get candy. It was my second year or my first year of university when I moved out. So I was 18. And it was like, don't dress up. Dressing up is a part of, you know, paganism. It was like a hard line.
Mine was like that until our church. I was probably maybe 12, 13, started having a night where all the kids in the church could go to the
like
church.
Like a trunk or treat kind of thing?
But it was like, close the doors and don't answer. Like
at the church. At the church.
And everyone got to dress up and we all got candy and played games. But then almost everyone in my core youth group, we'd go to these three houses near the church because they gave full-size bars and one gave cans of Crush. And so we just knew that, well, we're going to do that anyway. And our parents would be inside, and it's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. We'd all run over there, get the Crush, the full size. It was like, oh, Henry, or those old crunchy hard bars. But it was like, that's a pretty interesting lure. And it was funny because it was Dr. Wayne Wilford, and he went to the church, and didn't even go to the thing. He gave out the full size. He was a dentist, and it was his house that we ran to around the back of the church.
See, I never put garbage bags up with my family.
Just didn't participate.
I remember...
But the lights were out then?
We kind of swung, like the pendulum never stuck full to the one side because there was years where we'd be like all the lights off in the basement, like huddled with popcorn in the basement with a movie playing.
Yes.
And somebody would ring the doorbell and all
you
of us would like...
Left behind.
All of us would like quiver because it was like, what do we do? What do we do? Like
when you said
I'm joking, mom.
Swung, You meant the pentagram swung. I'm just joking. Okay, so yeah, that was kind of
so we were there.
Yeah.
But then other years we would sit with the lights on and hand out candy if someone came to the door.
Okay, interesting.
And I remember us kids being allowed to be the ones to give the candy out.
Were you dressed up?
No, we were never allowed to dress up. We just gave out the candy, and my parents would often sit at the table, which was visible from our entrance.
Did they ever explain why the change from some years to the other? Or was it just like, oh,
that's a good question.
We're handing out candy this year.
I think I would say my mom, I don't actually know where my dad stood on it.
Sure.
But my mom, I think, probably wrestled with like, do we reach out to these people or do we just disassociate entirely? So that was kind of my upbringing, is more so on the side of don't do anything with it. Like, it's okay if you answer the door and give out candy because you don't want to ridicule people, but never dressing up. I do find it interesting that, like, on school days, sorry, Mom, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus here, I'd still get sent to school on the school days where Halloween was celebrated. So I went through all the haunted houses. I bobbed for apples. I did everything that all the kids that were dressed up would do. I just wasn't allowed to dress up. That was the line of, like...
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you participate in all the school stuff, but you're just not wearing a costume.
I'm not sure.
Sure.
Maybe we'd have to have my mom to explain that. I don't know if she'd be able to.
Sure.
But that's...
Like, you can't miss school. That's the tension, right?
Yeah. You're not missing a day of school.
It was kind of interesting.
It was your dad saying, don't leave him with me.
Yeah.
He's got school.
So I kind of had a bit of both in a weird way.
So then you said, like... when you got married and had kids, you're like, we're going to celebrate. And then now you've swung back the other way. So where did that come from?
It's been a wrestle for me every year, though. You can ask my wife, every year since we've been married, it's like, I don't know if we should. Like, I get that dressing up isn't wrong. I get that, like, candy isn't a wrong thing, depending on who you talk to. But, like, it was associating with the day that was always tough in my mind. So it's always been a wrestle. In the last few years, we have let our kids dress up. We had gone trick-or-treating. I think in previous episodes, I would have been like, yeah, go if you want to.
Sure.
But it's really been this year where the thing that kind of started changing my mind on it is when I look at what the day holds. And when I say that, I mean like the decorations that people put out, the way that we nonchalantly celebrate death and evil as a culture, to associate with those activities in particular for me has turned into a, like, I don't know why as a Christian I would do that.
Sure.
Like, I would say that I follow a savior who has defeated those things. And I don't want to associate with those things. So for me to say, but this one day of the year, I think it's probably fine if I associate with those things, because nobody will know the difference anyways, right? Like, if I walk around, they're not going to know unless I'm specifically handing out Bible tracts or talking about Christ the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
They would be none the wiser to think that I'm just with them in what they're doing. And that's hard for me to be okay with. So for this year, we've chosen to have one of those parties that you guys mentioned where we're going to take our kids out. We know Aaron's parents have a bail maze that they're going to have set up with candy hidden in it. And the kids are going to get to dress up and run around and play. And we'll probably, the adult men will watch the Blue Jays game and stuff like that.
Oh, man, can I come to your party?
I guess that's interesting because I was reflecting on, you know, when church groups have, I think there was a church in town who actually invited the community to come. It might have been Christian Life a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They invited all the community.
Well, I think Evangel, too, used to have their big party where they then, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lost people would go. I don't think they do it anymore, but it was specifically on Halloween. Hey, we're just going to have, like, a fun churchy thing.
But I think there's a difference because then it was in a place where people knew it was a church. But I think a private residence is interesting because if someone came by or drove by... And in the country, we have some friends in Cecil Lake. They're like, we'll get like two people that might come if they know us.
Sure.
Or even randomly if they don't and they're going to town and they see all the lights on. So I'm curious then, in that mindset, if you're at a private residence, all the kids are dressed up and there's candy, if the evil worshiping non-Christian came to the door, would they not just recognize a Halloween party?
Yeah, fair question. One,
like,
I think
it wouldn't. There's nothing to distinguish that we're actually countercultural or we're doing it separate.
I guess, like, besides not having like bloody carcasses hanging in your
sure,
trees
that's,
or
and that's the difference of death sure. and yeah, evil. Yeah. Yeah, that's the only definition I get stuck on because I think that in my neighborhood is maybe a little different. It's there's a lot of like boo, you know, like it, not so much like sure. Evil. But there's one house that is like, yeah, they have a skeleton in there and that's weird. And they're on the edge of our neighborhood. So I'm like, oh, they're pretty close to the edge. but I get it. Yeah. So,
yeah. So for somebody driving by, I definitely hear and see the argument that you're making. I think to me, what Andrew said is probably the standout piece for me is that like what would separate us? The fact that we wouldn't be outright proudly celebrating death and evil spirits.
So if you're not, you can. Is proximity the difference?
Like proximity, physical proximity?
Yeah.
No, I think for me it would be like, I think you could probably have a party like that at your house in town too. It just so happens it's hard to have a bail maze in my 50 by 100 backyard.
yeah.
So it's interesting, like my parents even have changed their mind. My dad actually like apologized to me, saying like, I'm sorry that we were like acting like for some reason this day, oh, it's more evil than any other day. He's like, people worship Satan 365 days a year.
Yeah.
And the fact that like we were acting kind of like scared, like don't let evil into our house. He's like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so actually when they lived in Souk, my dad thought, what if we're just the house that everyone really loves coming to and we hand out full-size chocolate bars and I try and talk to my neighbors and build relationships with them and more than just, yeah, here you go, whatever. He says, what if I, you know, tried to connect with parents as they chat? Like, let's chat for a few seconds while you walk by and introduce myself and as a way to actually, like, build relationships in the community. So my parents don't decorate. They never, like, put up scary things. But they were like, what if we were just the house that everyone's like, let's go to Rick and Barb's house because they're the best. Yeah. And then we can actually like build friendships with them. And I went, oh, that's an interesting perspective.
Well, one year our life group made hot dogs and we bought stuff and gave it out to people as they walked by.
Yeah, we called it a parent pit stop. We had coffee for parents. We had hot chocolate to warm up. We had actually invited, hey, come into the garage for a few minutes and warm up if you need to. Like,
yeah.
And some people did. Some people were like, that's weird. No thanks. And it's like, okay.
But would that be the same then as having that party, but just the proximity's in the middle so people still think you're celebrating Halloween? Because I think with your example, I get it. But driving by, it's like, oh, there's a Halloween party. It wouldn't be like, oh, there's Christians separating themselves from the culture and doing things differently, I don't think.
Yeah. So from an outside perspective, I'm not sure exactly how to answer that. Because it's not one of the things that has fallen into my thought process with it yet. So I'm glad that you brought it up.
The gentle pushback is that was the thought process that if people saw you participating, then you would be adjoined to the day.
Sure. So again, I think then part of it would be that just driving by the house, if I'm being honest, in location for where these things will be happening, they wouldn't see us.
Right.
Sure, right. Yeah.
The bail maze isn't right by the highway. So proximity in that sense, maybe still a little bit different. So a hypothetical, like if I was in town having a party like this, would people still think that we're celebrating it?
Unless you made a banner.
Unless I made a banner that said, this is not a Halloween party. Yeah. Or like the only spirit we have in this house is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, yes.
The only ghost is the Holy Ghost. Yeah, no, I don't think that there would be a specific thing that would set us apart to be like those people obviously don't celebrate Halloween.
Right.
Aside from the fact that we wouldn't have
like scary
death and spiritual stuff outside the house.
So how we've even approached it with our kids, like we'll hand out candy and if people knock on the door, we usually then go with our life group. We're like, hey, whoever's in the life group, it's usually in your neighborhood because your neighborhood gives out the best candy. But we'll either sometimes even we've had dinner together before. Let's hang out as a life group.
Yeah.
Honestly, with my kids, as we rock around, there's lots of houses that I'm like, we're going to skip that house. Yeah. We're not going to go up to that house because like, bleh. And then, oh, this house has like, just like an orange light on. Okay. Let's, that seems like a safe house. Let's go to that house. And oh, that one has like a weird thing hanging in the tree. And I'll just tell my kids like, ah, let's not go to that door. Let's just go to the next one. And I get your point saying like, well, you're with everybody else doing it. And I'm like, well, it would be the same as if we just said, hey, we're having our own Christian party at our house. Well, you're with everybody else in your neighborhood doing the same stuff. So I've tried to, protect my kids. Like, let's not go up to that door where literally a dead whatever. Let's go to this door where there's like a Mickey inflatable who has, he's holding a thing. And that seems more fun than evil. And then trying to talk to people like I remember last year, even as we're walking around and people want you try and interact with, hey, how's it going? How's your night going? And try and interact with people. I think it's the one night of the year that like literally everybody is walking around and you're like, hey, and I get that you can make the argument. Are you really going to make like meaningful relationships in 8 seconds as you walk by someone? Maybe, or maybe you just, you specifically in your neighborhood are getting to know your neighbors more. And
So I guess for me too, I think it's fair to say, like, I don't personally think October 31st holds any specific power in the demonic world.
Sure.
If you don't actively invite that in.
Sure.
I guess, so like dressing up, giving out candy, having a party, having hot chocolate, bobbing for apples. I don't necessarily, I want to communicate. I don't think those things are evil.
Sure.
So when I see someone dressed up walking down the street, I'm not like, I can't believe they're pagan. Yeah.
Let her go.
Yeah. It. I think for me, it is like a guilty by association when you're engaging in every way that's non-distinguishable with the crowd. Moving with the crowd is so maybe proximity is part of it.
Yeah.
But I also... Yeah, it's like I said, I wouldn't want to approach, I don't know if I said it while we were recording, I wouldn't want to approach the day to ridicule someone who chose to partake in Halloween, because I don't think that it makes you sit outside of God's
ability to save. I think this is a matter of conviction. You're following your conscience. Your conscience says, I can't participate. And it's, hey, then.
But it's that was the irony of my childhood that I always thought was funny. It's like, we did participate in Halloween every year. Like we just.
But just in a different way.
In a different way. Every year we expected to dress up and we expected candy. So when we were a little kid, proximity didn't give a rip to us, but it did prepare us for when we weren't under. As soon as we were old enough, we knew exactly what day we were getting dressed up and exactly what day we were getting candy. Because now we didn't have to go to youth anymore and mom and dad didn't have a hold on us. And we'd go out because we prepped for that day. So I almost think they should have stayed consistent with the popcorn in the movie in our life. Because they conditioned us to know exactly what day we're going to go get candy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And
I don't know.
I think some of it, like if it was, this is a discussion Erin and I have every year. Like she grew up trick-or-treating. She grew up with Halloween and I didn't. So if it, like to try and work wisely with what God has given us to find a way that we can move forward in oneness is a challenge. Because I think like, if it was just myself, I'd probably choose not to engage in it in any way.
Sure.
So it's a compromise.
It is a bit of a compromise. And I think navigating that in a marriage is one of the things that God allows us to be welcomed into his wisdom to try and find those things.
Yeah.
And that's where, again, for me, the balance of like, I don't think dressing up or getting candy on October 31st is a sin. But for me to do that in proximity... So there, I think maybe that's where I would have to land in this conversation, in proximity to the people that are doing it without the awareness of Christ's salvation and in a quote unquote redeemed way.
So it's just the associating with.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting argument because even Paul, and it's a different topic. It's not Halloween, but Paul writes to the Corinthians, hey, I told you not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all, meaning the people in the world.
Yeah.
Because if you wanted to do that, you'd have to leave planet Earth. If you're like, I don't want to associate with any sinners. Paul's like, that's not what I was talking. He was saying like, and I get, Yeah. Sexually immoral is not akin to like Halloween. But he was saying like the church was like, okay, then we're not going to associate with anyone who sins in that way. And Paul's like, that's not what I meant. I meant people who are claiming to be Christians who are living in a sexually immoral way. Don't associate with them. So I think it's a tricky line going, I don't want to associate with evil. Okay, well then never leave your house any day of the year. Yep.
So this is for me then maybe a comparable thing to talk about would be a festival such as Burning Man.
What is that?
I don't know what it all personally entails. Oh. So I'm not going to pretend to expert.
Is that like a music thing?
Yeah, it's something, and I don't even remember where in the desert, but there's a whole lot of stuff that happens at Burning Man. If you ever look into it, it's not a good...
I don't think it's a music. I think there's music, but I think it's like a psychedelic, like let's go do shrooms or acid in the desert or something. Like in... Thousands of people flock there, as I understand.
Oh, okay. And there's booths for like seances and stuff like that.
Okay, wow.
So like, would I go to that day in a Christian way to enjoy music in the desert with people? Probably not.
Yep.
Would you be wrong if God convicted you to go and spread the gospel there? I don't think I could say that you're wrong for that either.
Yep.
So I think maybe that's comparable in Halloween.
So like a real illustration of that is... I think it's in Vegas. Every year they have like porn conventions.
Yeah.
And there's literally a group of Christians that go and buy a booth.
The Triple X Church is what they call themselves.
And we're going to hand out gospel tracts and we're going to have stickers that says Jesus loves porn stars to like try and reach. And some Christians are like, yikes, like should you do that? And some guys are like, well, we want to reach sinners.
I think it's different though. Like I think those two examples are... Like, there's not a common Christian presence. Like, there's not... Like, if you think of Halloween, I know for a fact there's people in my neighborhood who go to this church. One of them are putting on a concert for the community.
Interesting. Yep.
There are people from the Alliance Church in my community. So it's not like going to a porn festival and it's like the Christians will be like 0.4% and the rest is all evil. Because on Halloween in this town... It's not. It's probably 30-70 of just Christian homes that are getting on candy. So I don't think it's like we're participating in Burning Man to listen to music.
Sure, yeah.
Or going to a Vegas Porn Fest to hand out tracks. I think, I don't know what a better metaphor would be or a better example.
I guess my question is, like with you saying that, should the churches be investing in a day that does celebrate death? In some facet, like we say,
no,
that
I think
there's...
it's a waste of money. Like I have a funny view.
So
of
if
Halloween,
it's a waste of money for the church to do it, then why should members of the church privately do it from their houses?
Because it's my money. I can choose how I spend my money. I don't want to choose how I spend your money.
Your money that God has given you for the purposes of the kingdom.
Yeah, and I get to make a decision with it solely. I wouldn't vote to spend your money on something you didn't believe in. So that's the difference of the church in my own house. And the church, it's funny because Halloween's in my mind, I'm lazy about it. I don't like it in the sense of, I just don't feel like sometimes walking around, but my wife has never heard of Halloween before she came here. Like in the USSR, there's no, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
The first supermarket she came to of any context was Superstore in Abbotsford. So like, wow. So it's kind of funny in her perspective. It's like free stuff. Boom. No context.
Free stuff.
And it's funny because, if you asked her, she'd be like, I'm not influenced by that. She would walk past those houses and be like, oh, that's crazy. Oh, look, they got Monster Mash by Goofy playing on the doorstep.
By Goofy.
So it's kind of funny the view of it, too, because I don't think all Christians walk into that thinking, like, here I am, a part of this evil day. I think there's actually some people who are, and maybe that's even... Some would push back on that saying, oh, that's bad because you're ignorant of what you're involved in. I don't know. I just, this is a different experience.
It's curious. And because for me, because of my personal conviction, when I hear you guys bring up these things, to me, it feels like you're making excuses to participate in something that you shouldn't be.
Sure. Fair enough.
Which is interesting because I'm also like I said earlier, I wouldn't say that you're condemned because you do Halloween. Sure. I think that Christ is the one that possesses you. So I don't think that if you do Halloween that you risk a demon coming and possessing you, right? So it's curious, but yeah. I also...
But it's interesting because what you say you're doing on Halloween, I'm like, Corlin, you're doing the exact same thing. So I think you're being a hypocrite. I could say the same thing, right? So it's such an interesting... You're going and dressing up and eating candy and doing stuff. You're doing everything the world's doing, but you're just saying, but so, we're not in the same neighborhood as you, so we're not participating.
Maybe
in
this
the
fleshes
evil.
Out what I would think about it. If Halloween was a day to dress up and go get candy from your neighbors and that was all it was,
sure,
I would have no issue with it.
Okay, yeah.
No issue at all.
Yep.
If there was a block party, if there was houses with bouncy castles, even if it was a day like April Fool's where it was like, hey, try and scare your friends today. Sure.
Like, but what if on that day in a different part of town, people were doing evil things and then it was associated on the same day?
Sure. So you could give that example for any aspect of life. You can go and have a beer at home and that's fine.
Sure.
But there's also a drunk in a bar that's getting into a fight. So is it associated? Arguably.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't associate, hey, today on Halloween, we're going to all worship Satan. I associate exactly the first thing you just said.
The going and getting candy.
We're just
going
to go have fun and we're not going to pay attention to those stupid evil houses. And we're going to just have a bouncy house and we're going to go.
But if it's about perception and Christians participating, I would encourage you to only let your kids get the costume on once you're out of town. Because if they're coming out of your house and neighbors across the street looking at the Fair family getting into the vehicle, it's like, well, they're participating in the day. Like that is truly the perception that Christians are participating. So you might want to pack the costumes in a bag and only put them on once you're out of town.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be facetious.
I don't hear that.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. Because I wonder...
Perception's important, and I'll give an example. At the Huskies game on Sunday, North Peace had an entire section, and randomly, the whole Section J was
all... You mean like our church?
Our church, yeah.
They just all people, showed up.
Because it was an afternoon Sunday game. The amount of people from this church, it was awesome. A few of the dads said, hey, we're going to go on the intermission and have a beer in the area. Asked me to come. I said, no, I'm cool. And then my wife was like, you're allowed to, you know? I'm like, yeah, I know I'm allowed to, thanks. But the guy working struggles with alcohol, and I had a really challenging conversation with him.
Interesting.
And so I told my wife, I'm like, hey, there's this situation. And then it was, so yeah, I exercised that because if I'm up there and buddy, I just gave him a challenging conversation a couple of weeks ago about drinking. I just didn't want that.
Huh.
So that was important, but I don't, and actually I've even thought about when I used to work at Salvation Army, I'd go buy wine. I would go to, they used to have a liquor store down the highway where TJ's is.
Yes.
I would actually drive out there because I didn't want one of the guests seeing me do that.
Yep.
So I think there's still an element of that. I just never have really associated it to going door to door for candy.
I think what your conviction with something like that alcohol would probably be similar to what I'm exercising
with
my family this.
Which is great that you can do that because I'm like, it's not the same thing, but it does remind me of when Paul talks about, well, several times, he's like, okay, one of you thinks that eating meat is wrong. One of you thinks that it's fine.
Yeah.
Just show like grace to each other, follow your conscience. And then he says, one of you thinks that, this is in Romans 12. One of you thinks that you should keep the Sabbath. And one of you thinks all days are the same. Like what?
Yeah.
He's like, make up your mind, follow your conscience, and then don't judge each other. So he gives a few examples like that, like, where they're not salvation issues. And he basically says, the word that we throw around is adiaphora. It's a debatable matter and you should follow your conscience.
Yeah.
So in no way, Corlin, should you be like, okay, fine, I'll come trick-or-treating with you guys. Yeah. That would be wrong because you're not following what your conviction is. In 1 Corinthians, Paul writes like 3 chapters about eating meat sacrificed to idols.
Yeah.
And essentially, he says, okay, in a few situations, you should do this. In a few situations, you should do that. But he's like, at the end of the day, if you want to go to the market and buy meat that you know someone sacrificed to Baal, you are free to do that. But if it bothers you, don't do it. Like, right? So there's, I love that there's, now some people hate that because they're like, give me the black
give it
and white.
Yep.
So
I think that I think I can see that with Halloween too. I think I don't want to pretend that I have a perfect view of that balance, but I can see the value in being a place that people would want to go, where you're not actively celebrating death and whatnot, but you are just a place for people to get hot chocolate and whatnot, warm up.
You were going to say drunk.
No.
The way he paused.
No.
Hot chocolate. Yeah.
Hot
yeah.
chocolate. Can get a drink. So I, like, part of me can see it, and I think that's why it is a wrestle for me a lot of the time, because it's like, I agree. I think that we as Christians can push back on the culture and still enjoy the good gifts that God has given us, such as community, such as community events, such as, like, and that's where I think the personal conviction is an important thing to be able to, like, that freedom in Christ to follow some of those things in a personal conviction are important. So
I think Halloween's easier because it's obvious. I thinking about other holidays, and it's funny because you can make the same argument for other holidays that they are a distraction, a beautiful and wonderful and loving distraction from what a Christian would call the meaning of Christmas or Easter and all of the festivities around. It's just the difference is that they are not dark to look at, but just as dark spiritually.
Yes. I agree.
Interesting. Yeah.
So to be,
but we all still participate in them, but it's just easy because there's no conflict because they're friendly.
True. Hmm. Sure. Yeah.
It's spiritually dark. If you want to argue spiritually dark.
Yeah.
That's an interesting challenge.
So again, I think then a Christian's job with Christmas is to not participate in Christmas in the way that the world does. Not in the sense of giving gifts, not in the sense of not being in Walmart during the time when you'd be shopping, but in the sense that you would be actively teaching your kids that this is the day of the year that we choose to celebrate that Christ came into the world.
Yep.
If somebody asked you, you wouldn't say, oh yeah, no, we're just here for the gifts. You know, you're coming forward and saying, no, I actually use this day to remember the ultimate gift that was given.
Yeah.
And so it is still a countercultural way of celebrating Christmas. Yeah, we see nativity sets in Walmart, Canadian Tire, wherever. Yeah. You see, like, I know people that aren't Christian at all that come Christmas, they're singing Christmas carols about Yahweh and about his salvation that he brings.
Yep.
And I find that funny that they would do that because they don't celebrate it for that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But as Christians, I think there's an opportunity to do that.
Yep.
So,
but no one knows when we're in Walmart with the cart full and we're behind the person with the cart full behind us. They don't know that we have any distinction.
Sure.
And it's interesting too. Like Wes Huff does a really good job of dismantling a lot. There's a lot of ideas that Christians have about where holidays come from that just aren't true.
Yeah.
Christmas is pagan. Halloween's pagan. Easter is pagan. And Wes Huff actually is brilliant. And on his website, he just gives lots of like, actually historically, that's not true.
Yep.
Those are just thing. Those are, I'm not going to say lies. What is that? Those are like wives tales that come up that you're like, oh, I heard that it's all. And he's like, yeah, Christmas actually doesn't have pagan roots. Mm-hmm. Like here's where a Christmas tree, here's where the idea actually historically comes from.
Yeah.
It's not from Jeremiah where it says you cut down a tree and decorate it. And that's no, that's not where it comes from at all. Like, so it's interesting that like, yes, there's parts about Christmas that I think I like the word you used. They're a distraction from the real meaning. There's parts about Easter that our culture celebrates Easter, but as a distraction, it's about a bunny that gives eggs. What are you talking about? And Christmas is about,
but like, I still buy my kids chocolate.
So sure. We go to church. And
I
remember there was a church in town that the pastor didn't get fired, but almost, cause he suggested, hey, what if on the Saturday, on Easter weekend, we just threw like a big community event and hid eggs all over the church. And they were like, are you even a Christian?
Hmm.
Like, that is a pagan idea. And he's like, I'm not saying that that's what Easter's about, but what if we just engage the culture in a way that they understood? If I'm like, hey, come to our Easter service, 98% of our culture is like, no, thank you. But hey, come and we'll give some free candy to your kids and can then maybe share about Jesus.
Or instead of candy, it can be like little eggs with fortunes in it that are Bible verses about how they're condemned.
The Christians, you, this is where, you exercise your conscience over certain things. Like honestly, for me, I don't know if we'd ever do an Easter egg hunt here at this church. Because for one, I'm like, I don't know if anyone in our community would actually, is that a thing anymore? Do people actually, would they come to that?
Yeah.
We should do a thing.
I feel like if we did it, it would just be all our church people coming. And I'm like, well, that's
only
amazing.
Because they want free stuff.
Only because they want free stuff.
We should do a thing tomorrow night. Like if we're walking around, we should like, when we see Christians, be like, why are you here? And then actually just have a little, where we write down their name and walk away.
Because you're an elder. So yeah.
Why are you here? But it's funny. I was just thinking like, reflecting on years past, you can almost see like the families where the kids are not all messed up, because like my kids are older now and they make their own choices for what they do. And Sasha, like, it was at the thrift store, blew his mind, because last year he was a hot dog. He found a used hot dog thing. This year he's got a taco thing. He's like, I'm a taco. And then Natalia is like, Mom, it's you and me. So they have, they found a s'more. So one's a marshmallow and one's a cracker with a chocolate. And so, and they're
all
like,
food related.
And they're like older, right? So it's funny. And I wouldn't let them be gross, but, or, look dark, but they didn't even want to. So you can almost see those kids in the neighborhood of like, we're just here for the candy, man. It's an interesting tension, of course. Yep. But
no, and I do want to make sure, like, I know
I just got no friends with hay bales and no invite. Thank you, Corbin.
Yeah,
you didn't
I was
give
just
us
gonna
an
say,
opportunity.
Man, if I
you guys are celebrating it in pagan ways, yes. I don't invite pagan. No,
and I do want to say that, like, I know we've joked, but I like 100% respect your decision. Like, that's why I think it's great that the Bible's like, hey, follow your conscience with some of these. Obviously, we don't follow our conscience when it comes to like the Trinity or like stuff like that. Like, that's pretty black and white.
Yeah.
But I do. I'm like, hey, man, if you want, that's great. It's great that you're going to go do that with your family.
Thanks
I love
for the
it.
Invite.
Thanks for the invite.
The Bailey Mays is only so big, Cameron.
And for us, Molly was more looking at the weather going, it might rain. Do we want to trick or treat this year? I'm like, yeah, I hear you. Let's just go buy our kids a box of candy and be like, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I know that we started the episode being like, hey, we'll talk for a few minutes about this and then get to our question. But I do have to leave in like 3 minutes to take my kid to volleyball practice. So
priorities.
Any last thoughts on Halloween?
Chasing your kids to sports when you could be at church talking about theology.
Oh my goodness. How dare you?
Now you know how it feels. That's funny.
Last thoughts that you want to say?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. So for all you listening, should you celebrate Halloween or not?
On three. One, two, three.
I don't know.
Boo. Oh. Have a spectacular evening.
Have a spectacular day.
Save the Hershey's, the white chocolate for me.
Oh, yeah, you can have it.
You don't like that?
No.
Cookies and cream Hershey's?
No.
Oh, man.
Okay, anyways, hopefully this has been interesting and helpful, and we'll talk to you next week.
Ooh.
For sure. Okay, bye.